Chapter 13, Mammals. Aha! Now we get to an animal group that I really know a lot about. I, Rattenborough, am part of this group of animals myself. I'm talking about mammals. Do you remember the characteristics that scientists use to identify mammals? Hair is one major characteristic. Live birth and giving milk to their young are others. They breathe oxygen from the air using their lungs. Mammals are also warm-blooded, and they are vertebrates. Most scientists agree that mammals are the smartest creatures in the animal kingdom. All animals communicate in some way. Dogs communicate by barking and wagging their tails. Cows moo. Some cats meow, others roar. But mammals seem to use the most complex forms of communication. Humans use language to talk. They also communicate with their faces and hands. Some apes and chimpanzees have even been taught to use sign language to communicate. There are two other mammals that also seem to use an advanced form of communication. In fact, you may not even realize that these animals are mammals because they live in the ocean. Dolphins and whales are classified as aquatic mammals. Dolphins and whales, like other mammals, do not have gills like fish, so they cannot breathe underwater. Instead, they use blowholes at the top of their heads to blow out water and suck in air. Dolphins and whales rise to the surface of the water and poke their heads into the air to breathe. Whales and dolphins communicate by sending out sound waves through the water. These waves, called sonar, help them find their way through the ocean. The sound waves bounce off objects and echo back to the whale or dolphin. The whale or dolphin can tell the size, shape, and speed of objects and the distance away from them based on the time it takes the echo sound to travel back to them. They also use their sounds to talk to each other. Dolphins and whales also give birth to live young, no eggs needed. They even feed milk to their young. If you study them closely, you will learn that dolphins and whales have hair, not scales. They also have very thick skin. Their skin protects them from the cold and animals that are their predators. You might also be surprised to learn that bats are also mammals. Bats fly like birds, but they do not have the other characteristics that birds have. Bats have fur, not feathers. Their arms have wing-like flaps of skin, but they are not like bird wings. Bats also give birth to live young, and they produce milk. So scientists classify bats as mammals. Here's an interesting fact. Not all mammals give birth to live young. The duck-billed platypus and spiny anteater both lay eggs like birds and some reptiles, but have all the other characteristics of mammals. Good luck finding one. They are very rare. Mammals have their fair share of odd members, like the duck-billed platypus. But the basic characteristics, hair, backbone, milk, warm-blooded, are always present in mammals, no matter what.